Many musicians don't get the credit they deserve. B.J. Lederman, who writes our theme music, is not one of them. But Mick Ronson is finally getting his due. He was David Bowie's onstage and in-studio foil, lead guitarist, arranger, and co-producer. A new film called Beside Bowie makes the case that Mick Ronson deserves equal credit for his rise to stardom. Rick Carr has his story.
The very first voice you'll hear in the film belongs to David Bowie. It's a voiceover that he recorded for the documentary before his death last year. Bowie describes his first encounter with his future sidekick in Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars.
I started playing some of my songs on a 12-string, and he plugged in his Gibson. And even though he was playing at a very low volume, the energy and grit cut through the room, and he immediately established himself as a very well-defined player.
There was a natural synergy between them, according to just about everyone who appears in the film. Ronson's widow, Susie, argues that the bond was even stronger, that her late husband and Bowie were two halves of a musical whole.
There's no one without the other. There never was. Those five records, all those tours, that was Mick and David combination, just like Keith and Mick or The Who, or a lot of those bands have.
Mick Ronson was born and raised in Hull, a port town in the northeast of England. He made a name for himself as Hull's answer to Jeff Beck, but kept his day job as a landscaper for the city government. A former bandmate convinced Bowie to hire Ronson, and in the film, producer Tony Visconti remembers recording the future superstar's third album.
What I didn't realize was that Mick was a trained pianist, and he studied violin when he was a kid, so he had these two other major instruments under his belt. And then he noticed that I had scored an arrangement for something on The Man Who Sold the World. So Mick was like looking over my shoulder and he said, "Can you teach me how you score?" Because he could read and write music.
Ronson's job became turning songs Bowie wrote on acoustic guitar or piano into rock songs. The very first string arrangement he wrote was for Bowie's epic Life on Mars.
Take a look at the
The critical accolades and album sales grew, but Ronson's bank balance didn't. While the Spiders from Mars were selling out arena shows, Ronson was earning less than 100 British pounds a week. Filmmaker John Brewer worked with Bowie and Ronson around that time. He made the film to try to set the record straight because, he says, Ronson was denied the respect he deserved.
With respect to the money, he most certainly didn't get what he was supposed to have done. And I just feel that that was something that went under the bridge and people went, oh, we must sort that out. But nobody actually ever did. And that's one of the struggles I think David was faced with.
David should have gone to his grave thinking he should have righted a great wrong. He certainly should have. Mick was never credited and never paid. Never credited.
Mick Ronson never got songwriting or arranging credit on any of the early Bowie albums. Susie Ronson says she and Mick lived paycheck to paycheck after Mick's solo career fizzled, even though he arranged John Mellencamp's number one hit, Jack and Diane.
Oh yeah, we'll see life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. So let it rock, let it roll.
Filmmaker John Brewer says he hopes his documentary Beside Bowie will help restore Ronson to his rightful place in rock history.
Mick Ronson was probably one of the greatest arrangers of all time. You know, he did his day's work, and in that day's work was making hit records.
Mick Ronson died of liver cancer at the age of 46.
For NPR News, I'm Rick Carr.